Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The conversation's been had too many times as to why the experience at FedEx Field isn't great.
We know why.
We all get it. We're wondering how you fix it, if at all. And I'm saying it's just not going to happen until you have a new stadium with less seats, smaller confines. But the most important thing is that they've got to win. If they're winning at FedEx Field, if they go 13-3 the next three seasons after this one, we're not going to be having call topics like this. I promise you. Because the place is going to be rocking. It's going to be full of Redskins fans, and everyone's going to overlook everything else. Wookie of the Year on Twitter, the Nats tried a lot of stuff. What worked? Being great. Promotions will not fix this. I agree. Someone here says they've been going to every single game but two since like 2006. You want to fix it? Just win, baby. 800-636-1067. Dave's in Alexandria. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, great subject. Two things. One is rebuild RFK or just put some lipstick on the pig, 55,000 seats. That'll take care of one problem, the exclusivity of the ticket. My old man bought tickets in 1961. It was like having gold bars. Number two, until you do that and realize you're going to lose money on the revenue, Snyder has to realize he's making his money from the TV. Until you do that, at FedEx, eliminate all that loud music right before the snap. No fans are cheering when the guy's coming up to under the center because the music's too loud. When they stop the music, nobody's cheering. Get rid of all the cheesy music, all the good guy soundtrack, Guns N' Roses, Poison, eliminate it all. Get rid of the carnival barker. Announcer, third down Redskins fan.
Get rid
of that guy. Nothing but the fans and the Redskins band, period, until you rebuild RFK with 55,000 seats. You're dead on.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you, buddy. I love the second part of that. Here's the problem is if you get rid of the music and you get rid of the guy who's yelling and hyping people up, you're acting like fans are just going to do their part, and what if they don't?
Yeah, then
you have the most dead atmosphere that's ever happened.
Chicken of the egg, because while you have nothing but opposing fans, they're not excited for a third down.
Yeah. By the way, if the Redskins are playing the game they played against the Vikings this past week, people are not just going to be excited. In this town, we wait for a reason to get excited. So people are not going to be rocking when the defense is giving up three touchdowns on three drives on a third and four if you're not blaring some music. Scott in D.C., what's up?
What's up, guys?
Man.
I've been going too long to give up on them. I mean, I'm still going to go because I've got too much money invested in them. But at this point, if he wants to put butts in those seats, you need to build a stadium where getting in and out does not take an hour process or longer to get out of there. I mean, I know people who won't go specifically because parking is terrible there. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hasn't it gotten better as they've made the changes on which streets you can come down or not? I feel like, and this is my own experience, I get there at about 10:30 to 10:50 every single Sunday, and I leave an hour and change after the game because I have to do some locker room stuff. So I'm not getting there right before and right after like a lot of fans, but I feel like it's gotten better for me in terms of traffic and getting out of the parking lot. Is that fair or no?
I mean, it's not as bad getting in because we always get there early, but, I mean, we end up staying and tailgating after the game because if you leave, I mean, you either have to leave an hour before or you got to leave an hour after. If you leave with the general population, you're sitting there for, I mean, at least an hour and a half.
I mean, that's tough. And, look, a lot of stadiums have that. When I used to travel, we'd leave stadiums. But few have it as bad as FedEx Field getting out of there. Like I said, it's very rare that I walk right out to my car and leave right away. So I don't know what it's like at 4:30, as an example, 5 o'clock. I'm normally an hour and a half or so after the game leaving FedEx Field. John's in Warrington. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Great call. And I couldn't agree more. I've gone back to RFK, and there was no piped-in music. We had a reason to cheer. I mean, you created your own atmosphere. But the main reason I call is to say we got to quit selling tickets to corporations. They buy blocks of those tickets. Snyder's marketing group targets those blocks of tickets, and then they're giving away as gifts to customers. And
that's a big one.
You know, it creates a our artificial. You know, the opposing team's jerseys are in there, and when those blocks of tickets are given away, they don't know where they're going.
That's a great point. You know, if we, I guess today we're CBS Radio still, or tomorrow we're Intercom.
Yeah, we got like 6 hours left. I don't know.
So let's say CBS Radio buys 300 Redskins tickets or something like that. Well, that's all well and good, except that the tickets go. Someone gets those tickets and they go, "Hey, Jenny over in the corner office, she loves the Vikings. I'll give her these four this week." That's how that works.
That's again a big part of it.
Or you know, our sales group has that deal with, you know, that company that refurbishes cars, and that guy loves the Steelers. They're here this weekend.
Yeah, they're in town from Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's part of it, and that happens a bunch of times. Again, I understand it's such a bad business culture over there. And what I mean is, you know, you hear all these anecdotal stories about, and it's not never hugely public. It's always underreported. But a guy will meet his sales quota and get fired instead of getting his bonus paid. And that's something that's standard over there in terms of how they deal with those behind-the-scenes employees. But there are also a million stories about how the season ticket people are under such fire because that's all they care about is your quota. Did you get them sold? So these guys feel so much pressure. So what they end up doing is just what he said. They find a way to give away blocks of tickets so that their work is done, just to get it off their desk. Because they've got to meet it at a certain price. Because they've got to make sure that money comes in because Dan cares about it so much more than anything else.
Business for him, too. Darren and Bowie, what's up?
Hey, guys. Season ticket holder for 10-plus years. I think you said with some of the text grant, you have to win on a consistent basis. When you guys referenced 2012 and I was at that Dallas game, I was at that playoff game where it was 95% Redskins fans.
Yep.
We've had a couple of other winning seasons over 25 years, but the difference was that year there was hope for the future. Now, it was false hope with RG3, but it was hope for the future. So not the runs of 05, and I think we had another one in 07. We just had end-of-the-year runs, and everyone knew in football that, okay, we weren't a great team. We just had a great run. You saw a hope. So that brought fans out. We don't have that hope. You have a 25-year-plus run of futility. So you have an apathetic fan base, which is the worst thing you can have. The people who can afford tickets don't care enough anymore. And the ones, I think, like Danny referenced, can't, you know, some of the other ones can't afford some of the tickets, you know, from the lower bowl or what have you. So who are you bringing in? Corporations, things like that who care less. That's the problem. So even if you get a new stadium, that's all fine and dandy. If we're not winning, if you don't have a ownership that people feel as though cares, it's not going to make a difference.
I agree with you, but let's say there are 30,000 diehards who go to most of the games or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
If your stadium seats 61 instead of 83, then there's going to be a lot less Vikings fans there, period. So, yes, I agree. Winning is the only way to fix this, but a smaller stadium with fewer seats is a common sense, practical, actual, plausible thing that you can control.
Yeah, the cure
that would be good as well.
The cure is twofold. Win, okay, good luck with that. They haven't done it in 26 years.
We're
the other
working
part
on that.
Is this new stadium, which, again, we're still years away from. I'm talking about what can you improve.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, and we want your ideas, 800-636-1067, getting great feedback. I still want more people that go to the games to tell us if you actually care, if you're affected negatively in any way, have you considered not going to games because you don't want to deal with other fans, or is that just something people that aren't actually at the games care about? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.